Well, good morning. I'm Laura, and I want to welcome you to a different kind of Hopecast. Thought I'd try a video version. It's been on my heart to try that. So just going to throw this in there, see how it goes. Just got back from Hawaii, and it was 10 days of incredible beauty. Man, it was incredible. Hubby and I celebrating our 20th anniversary this year, so we saved up and we're able to go to the island of Kauai. That's been a desire of ours for 20 years, and every 5 years, that's been our goal. We're gonna go. And we just kept pushing it off until I finally said, baby, it's now or never. Let's do the 20th. And we just jumped and did it. And our daughter took care of our farm and our dogs and cats and ducks and chickens. And it was such a blessing to have that all covered. Something really remarkable happened while we were there. I was able to find a deeper meaning to God's interest in the details of our lives, the minutest details. I lost my glasses while I was there. And if you know anything about me, I've got to have glasses for reading, for computer work. I had my lenses replaced because of cataracts and also being legally blind. And so now I can see really, really well, except for up close. So anyway, I needed my glasses. Couldn't find them. Tore the condo apart. Looked in every nook and cranny. Emptied my purse out, my backpack out. Emptied the car out. Looked everywhere. They were gone. I was so frustrated. I was angry at myself. I just so frustrated that I'm constantly losing things. It's part of the ADHD brain. And in the midst of the anger, I still knew it was important to pray. And I prayed this. I simply said, Lord, I don't know where they are, but you do. And so I pray that you will help me find my glasses. And I left it at that. The hubby and I, we had to shake it off to go have a good day. I was overwhelmed with anger and frustration at myself. So we went on and did some excursions. Did a lot of shopping. I mean, there are hundreds and thousands of shops and restaurants all over this island. And we ended up later that afternoon going to a grocery store that we'd never been in. And as I was looking at some things in an aisle, we heard a voice of a lady come up to us. Excuse me, ma'am. Did you lose a set of glasses? And I'm like, yes. Why? And she goes, well, I saw you at the pool this morning, and I noticed when you left that you left your glasses behind. And so I put them up at the security area, and they're holding on to them for you. I just thought you should know. I was stunned. I was absolutely stunned. Because God used a stranger, a woman I've never met, find me in a store that I've never been in, to tell me where my glasses were in a place that I would have never looked. He's so good. So good. Man. If you ever wonder if he hears your prayers and he's concerned about the details of your life, let that be proof to you that he'll do whatever it takes to help. It just blows my mind. He blows me away that he loves you and me so much that he'll do whatever it takes to be there when you need him, to help you with whatever you need help with. Oh, cast your cares on him, my friend, and know that he counts the hairs of your head. He counts the stars in the sky. He has all of it numbered. He is involved in the details. Look at the birds of the air. They don't toil. They're not sowing and reaping. They're just eating and singing. Look at the flowers in the field. They're not worried or concerned. He's caring about the details of our lives, of his creation. He loves you so much. I hope this has encouraged you. And let me know if I should do more of these video casts. Know that you're loved.